Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion, 2018.
In the 33 years that Jesus was in the flesh, people had witnessed the love of the Father made visible through him in so many beautiful ways, in the miracles that he had performed, in his preaching, in those that he forgave, so many different ways. But this is the week when in the greatest way that the world would ever know and has ever known, it was in this week in particular when the love of the Father was revealed to the world through Jesus in the most spectacular and the greatest of ways. And so there's something about this week that in the whole history of the universe, this is the week when God chose to make visible his love unlike any other time that he had done it. As we enter into Holy Week, I think the best prayer that we could pray is very simply but boldly to pray, Lord, Father, we want this week, we want to experience in our own life that love. We want that love to be at work in us. We want to have a real and genuine and profound experience of that love, so that having experienced it, we're not the same afterwards. You know, that's the way that love wants to work. Love, it's meant to change us. But to pray this week that the Lord would give us not just more knowledge of that love, because I think, you know, we know plenty in the head, but to pray, Lord, give us a genuine, a real experience of that love. You might be thinking, well, gosh, that's an awfully bold thing to pray for. Like, wouldn't it be safer just to say, well, just let us know more about that love, but to pray that God would give you an experience of that love, like, I'm not sure about that. But in fact, that's exactly the way that we should be praying. Because look at the way that the church over the centuries has celebrated Holy Week. You know, the beautiful thing about our Catholic faith, just in general, is how tangible, how fleshy it is. So much of our faith is about experiencing the work of salvation in a way that involves the whole of us, including the body. So this Holy Week, in the greatest way, out of the whole of the church's year, Holy Week is the week when we deliberately go out of our way to say, we want to experience this with you. That's why you have Palm tonight. That's why the church over the centuries has said, you know what? It's not enough for us just to remember that he came into Jerusalem and people cut down palm and waved them before him. We actually want to do that. We want to experience that ourselves. And that's why on Holy Thursday, we don't just read the account of the Last Supper from the Gospel of John, but we live it out. I mean, most centrally in the Eucharist, but even in the washing of the feet of 12 of his disciples here in our parish family. And why at the end of that Mass, we walk with Jesus physically out of the church to the place that we've set aside as kind of our own Garden of Gethsemane, and we keep watch with him, and we pray until midnight. We do that because the church from the beginning has said, we want to experience this with him. And why on Good Friday, we come back and we genuflect, we kneel down before the cross and we kiss the wood of the cross as our way, again, of trying to enter into and experience what he did for us. And then at the Easter Vigil, why the night it starts with, you know, that beautiful, huge fire that we light outside that's blessed, and how why we come in to the church with candles into a totally darkened church, and we want in some way to experience What is it like to say that Christ is the light that overcomes the darkness of sin and death? Well, let's actually experience that. Let's have the whole evening begin in utter darkness, and then let the church be filled with the light of that Easter candle. Everything about our faith, especially in Holy Week, is all about saying, Lord, we don't want to settle with just knowing what you did. We want to experience it. And if we go through all of this effort during Holy Week with the palm and the fire and the cross and the wood and all of that, why would we stop short at the symbol and not aim for the heart? Father, this is the week in the whole history of our world when you revealed your love in the most powerful way. So, Father, we want to experience that. We want to have some experience of your love. We want to experience and encounter that love in some way this week that changes us. That's the prayer that I think we should have, the prayer the Lord wants us to have going into this Holy Week. So that's what I'm praying for, and I want you to pray for the same thing. Pray for it and join us in each of those celebrations. But remember, too, that the love of God often comes at unexpected times. So this week, when you're at work, at home, wherever you might be, that each of us would keep vigil and remain vigilant on the lookout for how the Lord wants to give us a chance to experience that love. As you do that, one encouragement, and this might be for a few of you in particular, but remember this. As we go into this week praying for that experience of God's love, remember that he knows your secret, which is that you're not completely perfect and so absolutely beautiful that you would then be able to say, well, because I'm so beautiful and perfect, of course he's going to want to give me that love. Human love works in that way where someone takes notice of us. There's something about us that catches their eye. But then, of course, then there's always the great work of, well, what happens when they find out that I'm not like this all the time? What happens when they find out like what I look like when I wake up in the morning? Like, then what? Will they stop loving me because I'm not like this all the time? Well, the Lord knows your great secret, that you are imperfect and very often unlovable. All of us have sin. He doesn't love us because he mistakenly thought that we were perfect. He loves us in order to make us beautiful by the love he gives, to make us holy by the love he gives. So going into this week, remember that truth and let that open up the way for each of you, I hope and I pray, to go into this week with that really bold but very correct prayer. Father, this week, when you revealed your love to the world in the greatest way, please let me experience that love in a way that changes me.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.